John Hughes.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
This is Rick Fox, and I have been asked to describe two free ways, free, F-R-E-E, that you can access the computer, the internet, and other things. So the first one I'm going to do is the Chromebook. So the first thing I'm going to do is describe it. The Chromebook is a computer. It's a piece of hardware. It looks like a laptop. I have it sitting on the desk in front of me. And so like any other laptop, it has ports, you know, for USB and HDMI and for card readers. It has a on-off switch, and then right above it is a volume switch. So the advantage of the Chromebook is it's very inexpensive. So I was looking on Amazon yesterday, and you can get a Chromebook for anywhere from $130, which is an Acer. Most of them cost between $130 and $300. You can get a couple. There's an Asus model for $500, has a whole bunch of memory. And, of course, the Google model is about $1,000. But most of them are somewhere between $150 and $300. So it's cheap. The screen reader is called ChromeVox, and it is made by Google. And the thing about the Chromebook is it uses the cloud for everything. So what you get is you get the internet through Google Chrome. You get Gmail. You get all of the Google suite that Mac was talking about. So you can use Google Docs, Google Slides, Google Sheets. And there's something called Google Keep, which I've never used. It's a note-taking application, which I haven't yet played with. So it's really a laptop for people who want to stay online. So you don't get Office 360, you don't get Windows. It runs off the Chrome OS operating system. So does anybody have any questions so far? All right. So I'm going to ask Janie to hold this for me. So I'm on Google Chrome. When I brought up my internet, my Chromebook, it came out with Google Calendar. But I have several tabs, so I'm going to do Control-2.
Inbox 651, foxbrick 206, gmail.com, Gmail, so, tab.
So that's the Gmail. That's the ChromeVox voice.
ChromeVox tab.
That's the internet site for ChromeVox. That's Control-3. With Google Chrome, if you do Control-1 through 8, you get different tabs if you set them up.
Computer Center for Visually Impaired People, CCVIP. Forest College, tab.
That's my employer. That's a
Chrome keyboard shortcuts. Google Chrome Help tab.
That's the Chrome keyboard shortcuts.
National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey. Blind the Light You Want tab.
So this is what I want to stop at. This is the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey. And I'm looking at my notes. So what I want to do is I want to find chapters and divisions. So I'm going to do there's a key on the Google Chromebook called search, which is the equivalent of the caps lock key. So I'm going to do search slash.
Find a page. Edit text search entry. Is editing.
It says find, and I'm just going to write chapters.
By contract, the national chapters and divisions. Visited. Link. List item. List. With 43 items. Global. Navigation. Press search plus space to activate.
So I hit search plus space. And did I get anywhere here?
Yeah. Right.
Chapters and divisions. Visited. Link. List item. List. With 43 items. Global. Navigation. Press search plus space to activate.
Yeah, apparently.
Contact information. Coming soon. NFPN J42nd State Convention. Link.
So I'm hitting the search plus H key.
www.nfbnj.org.
All right, we'll see what happens. It's a little slower than I'm used to. You hear that tick-tock, tick-tock. That lets me know that a page is loading. And I hear the tick-tock now. It's a pretty slow internet connection. So while it's loading, I'll sing, embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. All right, now that...
I think that's
going to
slow down more for
Ray. So, I'm going to ask Janie to hold the mic again, and we'll see if I got my chapters and divisions.
This side can't be reached. Whoops.
Or not.
That's a good division.
So, that's interesting. It said we were connected. And, of course...
I have the same problem, right?
I think Mac had the same problem. So I'm working on an internet-based device, and I can't reach the internet, so I'll do some talking. I have a web page here, and I can move my headings, I can go to edit fields, buttons, just like any other internet browser. I can go to Gmail, and I will describe a little bit about Gmail. Google has done a lot to make Gmail accessible. And the good thing about the accessibility of these things is you don't have to be using a Chromebook to take advantage of these accessibility. If you're using JAWS, you do insert Z as in zebra. It will turn off the PC cursor, and then you can use these different shortcuts. So if I do GI, I go to my inbox, and if I want to select, you know, in email, 3/4 of your email is junk, stores that are sending you things. So I can hit X as I move down with my down arrow and select each email item. And as after about 10 or 20 or 30 of them, if I want to delete them, I hit the pound key. And just like magic,
gone.
It's gone. So these are different shortcut keys that you can use. And if you're in Gmail and you do shift slash, you'll get a list of your shortcut keys. So the same thing with the Google applications. You can use the Google applications with JAWS. You have to set it up. Make sure that you turn on your Braille support, even if you're not a Braille user. And you can then, if you're in Google Docs, you can edit. You can type, write an application. And there are lots of shortcut keys, but you can, in Google Docs, you can create heading styles. You can create numbered and bulleted lists. You can center, you can left align, right align, you can do spell check. You can do all of that, and it doesn't cost any money. That's why a lot of schools, as Max says, are using Google applications, because they don't pay. Whereas if you're using Microsoft applications, you might have to pay something. So the Google applications are much more accessible than they used to be. Now, I just trained somebody who is started working for Ira. They're using the Google suite of applications, but Word with JAWS is still much more efficient to use. So I told him, use Word to create all of your documents and then simply upload them to your Google Drive. And then everybody in your business can use Google Docs to read them. So I read the agenda using the Chromebook, and it does read PDF.
Ooh.
So if you're interested in a Chromebook and you buy one, go to chromevox.com. chromevox.com, and from there you can from that website you can find YouTube videos that will train you in how to use this. And the videos are very good, and so you'll be able to get training in how to use the Chromebox screen reader. So before I move on to NVDA, does anybody have any questions?
Tony.
Tony.
Where the heck is the pound key on a keyboard?
Shift 3.
It's Shift 3.
Oh, okay. I got you, okay.
I got a question for you.
Yes, who am I speaking
Andy.
To?
You're speaking to Andy.
Andy.
Do you know if there's a list of these Google accessibility shortcuts somewhere? Like you're talking about for Gmail.
Yeah, if you do control, first of all, if you go on to Google and, you know, on the internet and just Google shortcut keys for Google Docs.
Okay, just Google it. Okay, that's fine.
You'll get it.
All right, thanks. That's fine.
Yes,
Mac.
So also, if you do happen to get a Chrome but you can actually start Chromebox from the beginning, and it will actually walk you through a nice little tutorial that's actually really good, actually.
It is good. And the way to turn on Chromebox is Control-Alt-Z, and that will turn it on, and then it'll stay on. So whenever I open the top of this Chromebox, it asks me to sign on to my Gmail account, to my Google account, and then I'm good to go with my Google Chrome and everything else. So there is the equivalent of the taskbar in the Chromebook land is called the shelf.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry, the launcher, and you do Alt-Shift-L to get to your launcher, and all your applications are there. And the equivalent of the system tray is called I forget what it's called, but it's Alt-Shift-S. And that'll give you your time and your battery, etc. So I think that's all that I have for the Chromebook. Any other questions? Brian.
Chromebooks can use Android app and Linux app.
Oh, cool.
My question is, have you had any experience with using Chromebox with any of those applications?
I have not downloaded. There's two places you can go. There's something called the Chrome App Store and the Google Play Store. The Chrome App Store tends to download extensions to the Chrome operating system, to the Chrome browser. And then the Google Play Store, you can get apps from the... I haven't tried any of them.
Okay.
But I'll get to you, Sherry. But to finish off, I'm assuming that the developer of the app controls whether something's accessible just like they do on the iPhone. Sherry.
I have a question because I open my Gmail all the time and I get these annoying spam emails. Mm-hmm. So I want to know, is there a way to... get rid of the spam section on my Gmail so that I don't have to keep getting unwanted emails that I didn't even ask for?
I know that there's a way to report an email as spam.
Liz Morgan?
Liz, go ahead.
You can create filters under Gmail and then just put in whoever the sender is in the field and they'll create a filter so you should stop receiving them from them.
Brian Keene, there's three ways. You can report it, like he said. You can make a filter, and also you can take and there's an entry up at the top that report. There's a for spam. You can just click on that, and it'll the current email that you're in will be reported to Google, and it'll they won't send it to you anymore.
Any other questions?
Comment question, David.
Hi, David.
Hi there. Comment is, I got ripped off into the different bugs because I filled out a survey that Google falsely put me to on using their Google Chrome browser on a regular computer. I'm wondering if they fixed this kind of swiping you off other sites that could have eased a little bit from the app.
I don't know, but I would say that your story is a cautionary tale, and if you ever go to a site that you don't want to be in, just close it.
And don't believe a survey that Amazon or somebody else claims they're sending you a real survey when you're in your phone.
I'm sorry that happened to you, David.
In the newest version of Chrome, they are Google is actually looking for that sort of thing. It's called widget.
Oh, yes, they are.
And they are actually looking for those sorts of things and stopping them before you even get to them. It's called redirection of your when you click on something. It's a fake URL. So yes, they are doing something about it.
Any last question before we move on to NVDA? One last question?
I just want to make NVDA a comment.
Who's this?
Bob Flass.
Yes, honey, go ahead.
Now, I want to make a comment on this problem with Google. It's well known out there on the internet, if you look around, up in the help forums, that there's places out there where you go to download Chrome, and it has Chrome, but there's these malicious adwares and things like that, the malware that come along with it. They all recommend that you go straight to chrome.com and download it clean from there so that doesn't happen to you.
Very good, thank you. Okay, I'm going to hand it off to Rick, who's going to bring over NVDA and give a nice discussion about that.
NVDA is a free screen reader, and I would say that it's probably 90 to 95% as functional and good as JAWS. In some cases, it's better. For example, when I do numbered lists in JAWS and bulleted lists, when I hit enter, it says blank. But in NVDA, when I do a bulleted list, it says bullet. So I know I'm still on the list. So there's, NVDA can be downloaded from a site called nvaccess.org. That's nvaccess.org. So with NVDA, you can use it for Word, all the Microsoft Office programs, Word, Excel, PowerPoint. You can use it for the Internet Explorers that you're used to. I haven't tried Edge, so I don't know about that. But I've tried Chrome and Firefox.
Kind of, sort of Edge. Not quite there yet, but kind of, sort of.
So it's sort of like JAWS. So you can also use the things that read PDF. So I'm going to put the mic down and see if I can go to an internet page. I'm not optimistic. By the way, I'm using a Microsoft Surface 4. So I'm going to give Janie back the mic and see if it'll work.
NVDA : speech left paren, normal configuration right paren. Folder view list. Recycle bin checkbox not. Google Drive dash. Google Docs check. Google Sheets check. Google Slides checkbox. Google Chrome checkbox. New tab dash. Google Chrome row 1 column 1.
So we are here.
Search bar and it has auto complete control plus L row 1 column 1.
So we are listening to NVDA at the moment. I picked a voice that's a part of the Window Core Voices. There's several voices that I can pick. You can also, from the nvaccess.org site, you can buy a cappella voices. You can also buy Eloquence voices from Code Factory. What time is it?
You're fine.
Okay. The other thing you can do from the nvaccess site is to buy, if you want to buy training materials, you can buy training materials. There's also a user's guide and a command reference in the help section, which I'll show you. I'm going to give Janie back the mic, and I'm going to see if I can get to nvaccess.org here.
Selected https://www.google.com/search-q=access%2cert in RLZ=1C1CHPF line NUS77. Search modes heading level 1. Diff you mean : access org heading level 3. Main landmark heading level 1 search results. Web results heading left. Clickable Telco Hall of Shame : Clickable Access Now : Clickable cocodocs.org-bv get class record. Address and search bar. Selected w.amazon.com. w.amazon.com selected instead. Org selected https://www.nvaccess.org. NV access document. Clickable navigation landmark heading level 1 visited link graphic NV access.
Well,
so it appears that I have it. So let's see what I get when I hit headings.
Main landmark. We believe that every blind plus vision impaired person deserves the right to freely and easily access a computer. Heading level 2.
All right, this is very good. What I'd like to do is let NVDA read a little, and then I'm going to show you a little bit about the menu. So by the way, the commands for NVDA are very similar to the JAWS commands. So I have mine set on laptop, and I've set my NVDA key as caps lock. You can also use insert, but as you know, on laptops, put the insert key in funny places.
If at all.
So I'm going to use the key that I would use when I was using JAWS, which is caps lock A.
Heading level 2, we believe that every blind plus vision impaired person deserves the right to freely and easily access a heading level 2 computer. We create the software which makes that possible. Frame clickable. Link photo image of. Heading level 2 clickable NV access limited. Heading level 3 500 and...
So, the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up the links list with caps lock F7, which is familiar to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll give you the mic.
Elements list dialog. Tree view. Level 0 photo image of the NV access empowering lives through non-dash visual access to technology.
So I just hit the home key and brought myself to the top of the list. And I'm going to do A for about.
About semi. Collapsed submenu 4 of 179 level 0.
And I'm going to hit enter on this.
NV access document. Heading level 3, 503 subscribers.
So now I'm going to do V and get to the about visited link.
No next visited link.
So I'm going to hit the control home to get to the top of the list here.
Out of frame navigation link.
And I'll hit V.
List with 8 items home visited link. List with 3 items about NVDA visited link. Link testimonials. Out of list visited link download. List visited link about NVDA. NV access bar about NVDA docu. Link donate. Heading level 1 visited link graphic and link donate. List with 8 items home visited. Download visited. Get help visited. Main landmark. Click here to download NVDA. No next visited link. Navigation landmark.
So now I'm going to do a find because it's not my visited link. I'm not finding it. But I'm looking for about NVDA.
It just said.
So I'm going to do caps lock control F. And this is showing you, even though I'm not finding what I want, how this works and that it's very similar to JAWS. So I'm going to do caps lock control F to bring up the find page.
Find dialog. Type the text you wish to find, edit.
I just wrote about and hit enter.
List with 8 items collapsed submenu link about visited link download. Out of list link. List with 8 items visited link home collapsed submenu link about visited link download. Out of link collapsed submenu link about. Expanded. List with 3 items link about NV access. Visited link about NVDA.
There's about NVDA.
NV access bar about NVDA document. Clickable navigation landmark list with 8 items visited link.
So now, what you can do is you can hit numbers for heading levels, and I think I'm looking for heading level 2.
Main landmark, join the NVD Air Evolution. There is a better solution than spending thousands of dollars on...
Okay, so I'm going to read this, and it's going to talk about, rather than me talking about all the features, I'm going to read it and let it talk about them.
Heading level 2, there is a better solution than spending thousands of dollars on other commercial products. Heading level 3, we are free by principle, not by merit. We strive for a world where everyone has equal access to the life-changing benefits of technology not just the privilege. Link, if you believe in that too, join us. Heading level 2, here's why NVDA is the secret formula you always wanted. Heading level 3, affordable. 100% free to use globally, so you never have to worry about how you're going to afford screen reading software again. Heading level 3, simple. Quick, simple, no dash bus installation, so you can start using the screen reader faster.
So I can tell you that the installation takes about 5 minutes, and the actual download and installation happen together. So once you hit the download, it will download it and then install automatically.
Quick, simple, no dash bus installation, so you can start using the screen reader faster. Heading level 3, fast. Fast. Light dash weight and small footprint ensures superior stability, reliability, and less crashes, so you're more productive. Heading level 3, intuitive. An easy, intuitive, and comfortable experience to use, so you'll have a stress-free, enjoyable time using your computer.
Well, that only works if the computer works.
Heading level 3, functional. Just as powerful and functional as the paid screen reader alternatives, so you'll never have to sacrifice on quality. Heading level 3, portable. Portable on a USB stick, making your life so much easier.
So that is something I want to... You can transfer this to a USB drive, take it to a library. Now, somebody has to log you on at the library, so your Windows is logged on. But then all you have to do is do a Windows R and say D:\, NVDA.exe and hit enter, and you load NVDA and you're now using the library computer right from your thumb drive. So that works very well, and it's very, very convenient and very helpful. With JAWS, you've got to pay for that dongle.
And you have to install JAWS too. Well, you don't have to.
Making your life so much easier. Great for easily using.
Yes. Who asked me a question? Yes, Mike. This organization is a nonprofit organization. It's called NV Access. They're based in Australia. They're always asking for donations. But the other thing is, it's an open source program, so they get people from all over the world to help them. Being that it's open source.
Rip, Ken Lawrence.
Yes, Ken.
What extensions are you using with that in particular? Are you using Windows 10 App Essentials, and are you using Dictation Grid?
I'm not using either of those at the moment, but I'm glad you brought them up. There are extensions or add-ons that you can download from the site. The one that I do use is the remote, I forget what it's called, but it allows me
to
hook into other people remotely. It's called Remote Assistant. And there are lots of other add-ons which I haven't tried, but Ken just mentioned Dictation Bridge, which allows you to dictate with NVDA. And what was the other one you mentioned?
Windows 10 App Essentials.
Windows 10 App Essentials. I don't know what that is, but so there are add-ons that people make, and this is the advantage of an open source program. Yes, John.
Can you screen share with somebody like you can with JAWS Tandem?
You mean visually?
Yeah.
It's a good question. I don't know the answer.
Well, like they have the JAWS Tandem if you wanted to work with somebody else.
Right. I've done it, but I've not checked to see whether the video is coming across.
Okay.
Yeah, it does have remote access.
It has remote access, but I don't know about the video.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep going to see if there's any other comments that I can be inspired to make.
On a USB stick, making your life so much easier. Great for easily using computers other than your own, on the go. heading level 3 international. Available in multiple languages.
So let me talk about the languages. There are 61 or 62 languages that this has been localized. I would say that it covers most of the languages that I can think of, except for Africa. So you can do any of the Western or Eastern European languages. You can do Hindi or Urdu, or Urdu, I forget how it's spelled, and all of the Chinese languages, the major ones. So you can do, you know, Taiwanese. You can do so all of the Chinese languages and other Korean and other Asian languages, and you can do Hebrew and Arabic. So that's very helpful as well. Let's see.
Available in multiple languages. Great if you speak a minority language where the options are limited or expensive. Heading level 3 open source. Our open source community develops add-ons and also contributes directly to NVDA itself. This makes NVDA a truly user-driven project. Heading level 3 peace of mind. Gives you peace of mind that you can always stay up-to-date with technology and never have to worry about affording costly updates.
They update it pretty frequently. They just updated it. This user guide was March 2018 that I'm reading.
About affording costly updates. Heading level 3 ethical. Feel good that you are standing behind the most ethical screen reader available, developed by the blind for the blind. Visited link, click here to download NVDA for free and join a community of the 70,000 plus.
So that's the download right there. Click here to download so you can get it right from the... So if you go to nvaccess.org, click about, and then click about NVDA, and you'll get it.
Features heading level 2.
So let me go over some of the features by reading it.
Heading level 2 features. NVDA allows blind and vision impaired people to access and interact with the Windows operating system and many third-party applications. Major highlights include : list with 11 items bullet support for popular applications including web browsers such as Mozilla Firefox and Google Chrome, email clients, internet chat software, music players, and office programs such as Microsoft Word and Excel. Bullet built dash in speech synthesizer supporting over 50 languages, plus support for many other third-party voices. Bullet reporting of textual formatting where available such as font name and size, style.
So I think I've mentioned most of these, so I'm going to go on and see if there's anything else. Before, I want to show you the where to get the user guide.
System requirements heading level 2.
I want to read you the system requirements because I'm sure people are going to ask.
Heading level 2 system requirements. List with 4 items operating systems : all 32-bit and 64-bit editions of Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 8.1, Windows 10, and all server operating systems starting from Windows Server 2008 R2. List with 2 items for Windows 7, NVDA requires Service Pack 1 or higher. For Windows Server 2008 R2, NVDA requires Service Pack 1 or higher. Out of list. Memory : 256 MB or more of RAM. Processor speed : 1.0 GHz or above. About 90 megabytes of storage space. Out of list.
So that's, those are the system requirements. I would like to show you where to get the user guide. So I'm going to give Janie the mic because I need two hands. So the way to bring the menu up is NVDA key N. So for me, it's caps lock. And I can do that anywhere from in the computer. So I'll do NVDA N.
NVDA menu.
Now, once I'm in the menu, I can use the arrow key, which I'll do.
Preferences sub menu P.
That's where you get your speech, your braille. Oh, I didn't tell you. You can use any braille display that I can think of with NVDA. You'll have to install the drivers, but at least for the Freedom Scientific ones. So you can set your speech and your braille and your formatting preferences if you want to do Word.
Tool sub menu T.
The tools is where you can add, you can export the NVDA program to a thumb drive.
Help sub menu H.
And then help is where you get the user guide. So I'm going to hit the right arrow.
User guide view 1 of 10.
There's the user guide.
commands quick reference queue 2 of 10.
And there's the command quick reference.
Type here to search button.
The only
sub menu H.
The only thing I'm going to show you
NV access bar about NVDA
is the keyboard help. Now, if you're a JAWS user, what do you think the keyboard help is?
Insert one.
Yep, insert one.
Input help on.
So now that input help is on, I'm going to do caps lock L because I have a laptop, and it will say
NVDA plus L records the current line under the application cursor. Pressing this key twice will spell the current line. Pressing three times will spell the line using character descriptions.
So that is, and I'm hoping that insert one is going to turn it off.
NVDA plus one. Input help off.
Go.
So does anybody have any other questions?
That's just basically a toggle, right?
So yes.
Yeah.
And could everybody hear my machine? I didn't ask that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good summary of NVDA. With the internet, you get your usual H for heading, B for button, I for list item, F for form field. So it's, you know, it's very similar to JAWS in the way the commands are set up. So if nobody else has any questions, I'm going to thank you. And if enough people, and Janie can monitor this, if enough people decide to download NVDA or enough people get Chromebooks, I will do a webinar during one of the conference calls and help people learn how to use it. So thank you, Janie.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. As usual, another great presentation. How many people out there use NVDA as an alternate?
All day, every day.
How many people use it more than JAWS?
All day, every day.
Very good. Okay. I have it too. I use it a lot. Great.